Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right, all right, all right. You're live. Where else? BWD Radio. With who else? Ms. V. All right, tonight, my guest tonight is lyrical hip hop and rap artist Asparta Lanzetti. Let me go ahead and bring him on in. Lanzetti.
Hey, what's going on, Ms. V?
What's going on, Zeddy? How many people cut your name in half? Zeddy.
You're crazy.
If that is not Italian, I do not know what is.
Well, you know what it is? Well, you know what it is? I identify as black, but my name, actually, there's a mafia crew that I'm descendants of called the Lanzetti Brothers, and they're based in Paramount, New York. They basically went to war with like Sam Scarfo and the Philly mob like back in the days.
Nice.
Yeah, I learned that from my mom told me that about a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, that sounds hot, and nobody took the name yet. I'm running with it.
Well, speaking of that, before I get into my candid, well-known for drilling questions, tell us, you're starting to get into that, so tell us what inspired using, because I'm not sure if Sparta is your actual, war name, but what inspired using Sparta Lanzetti as your stage name, and also let us know where you're from and where you are now.
My original name used to be Spartacus. I got that from the Spartans, like back in Greece times. I seen them as a strong force. They overcame. Like, I mean, in the end they lost, but they did their thing back in the day. And I use a lot of their ideologies to my own for myself. Where I'm from Rockland, New York. That's basically like about an hour north from New York City. So, yeah, that's where I'm from. You have to excuse me. I'm actually leaving work right now, so if I sound choppy or unclear, it's because, like, I'm, like, doing stuff. Sorry.
That is just not acceptable. No, I'm just playing. I know. V's a trip. I am a trip. But anyways.
It's hard to be an indie artist. We gotta pay the bills, you know?
I know. Me personally, I was like about 2-3 hours as well. Like, I'm sure you're familiar with Albany, up there in upstate. And
okay.
But Florida, 17 years. But so when we talk to you, I know exactly.
And you know something? I don't blame you for leaving here and going down there. It sounds amazing down there. Like, I have some family down in Florida. Like, it sounds like a really good move to me.
It is. You know? There's no state tax. There's no state tax. New York, obviously, it's like the capital of all states. You know what I'm saying? They're ridiculous.
I'm just waiting for them to start taxing air.
Right? They probably are. That's probably why we're in trillion in debt, you know? we're probably paying for that air.
Actually, I think Al Gore tried to do that, like sell. I forget what it was. I think he was trying to sell like cubic blocks of like oxygen or something. Like if you polluted something, like they would tax. Like I don't. It was weird. Like it never really happened. But it's just to show you like what they'll charge you for. Like they charge you for water, which is you know comes from God. Like we shouldn't have to pay for water. Like. I don't know,
right.
that's just how I feel about it. Like, I mean, some people think left wing, right wing. Me, I just think of my own. You know, like I have my own theories and thoughts and stuff. I don't really pay attention to what they try to tell me to pay attention to. You know.
That's right. I think that everybody's like that, you know, that we're all to ourselves, you know. But anyways, tell us how you started out rapping, when your musical journey actually began, as well as what motivated you to pursue a career in music and entertainment.
Well, I started doing music in like the eighth grade. What really inspired that was I wasn't too book smart. And I wasn't very good at sports, so I'm just very creative, and I kind of just fell into it. Like, there was a couple of guys ciphering outside of school, and I was like, I could probably do it better than them. And, you know, it kind of just started from there. As far as, you know, what motivated me really to get, like, in the entertainment business side, it's just, you know, I don't want to like live the rest of my life, you know, working a 9-to-5, clocking in, clocking out. Like that's that drone slave mentality. I want to be able to, you know, do whatever I want to do. And, you know, it's not just music. Like I want to be able to open businesses, and who says I have to do just music or do just this. I want to do as much as I can and, you know, try to, cause you know, to be a millionaire, they have 7 sources of income, so music is one. You know, I got to work on another 6.
Yeah, and I think the vast majority, no one wants to really work a 9-to-5. I mean, who does? We like to make our own hours.
right. I'm just blessed that my 9-to-5 now, you know, doesn't make me want to pull my hair out. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that don't have that, where they really hate their life, but I like where I'm at right now, you know.
It's helping me get
to the next level, you know.
Absolutely. That's definitely a blessing. And, you know, yeah, you're trying to pay the bills, but you're also trying to, you know, trying to promote yourself. You know what
I'm saying?
And, you know, the tough part in this industry is the minority that just wants to, you know, blow up your timeline, and they don't want to even invest a dollar in promotion. I don't even know where they think they're going to go. I mean, that's a pipe dream.
Like, you know, like there's people that'll hit my inbox like, hey, listen to my music or whatever. Number one, you know, I'm not going to listen to you unless I know you if you're hitting me in my inbox. And the people that do that, I'm like, you know, instead of, you know, hitting random people's inboxes and getting no results, you know, you could just step your promotion and marketing game up. If you need help, I can help you. I can show you where to go. You know, to tell you the truth, it's like this. Like, I feel anybody that really, quotes, wants to do music, anyone can really do it. It's just about you investing the time and the money and building relationships with people. That's all it is. Because that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Exactly. And it's actually cheaper. It's actually cheaper with social media now versus when all there was just marketing, radio, that's it. And, you know, social media has opened up a whole new window that, shoot, you know, that stuff goes to the search engine and everything. And it's like if you're paying 60 cents a day to promote yourself, That's dirt cheap. I mean, I don't even, if there's a word that's even lower than dirt cheap, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. But here's the thing. They won't work for free. They won't give you their time for free, but they want other people to work for free for them. And it's just crazy. But anyways, let's focus back on you.
Okay.
This is all about you. So, but you know, it just happens. We always get into these good little spinoffs because it's good. It's good stuff. But So, you know, since you started your music career, because you have been doing it for a good minute, since then you've released 3 mixtapes. I believe you have another one on the way as well as an album. So, how are you gaining your notoriety?
Well, it's like how we were just talking about, you know, the promotion. Working with different people, you know, radio stations, blog sites, anything that you can, a lot of it really is internet, but you can't underestimate the power of physical interaction, you know, going to new shows, you know, hitting festivals up, not just regular shows in your city. I'm talking about festivals where people go to listen to new music or just to listen to music, period, you know. And, you know, email blasting, you know, trying to rub shoulders with people, getting your email list game up, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you just said the key right there. I cannot say it enough. You have to be out. You have to get your face out there. You have to get recognition of face and music so that the two can go together. And there is nothing worse, and this is the other thing that's happening, is artists are trying to just pop. I mean, you need the mix. They're just trying to pop off of sitting behind the computer or sitting behind the phone and doing whatever it is that they're doing, but they're not going to go get out and get their music out there, get their face, their appeal out there, their personality, and nothing. And that's part of why many of the independent labels lose their artists and actually lose money, because it's sad. You give somebody's, and I've even done it. I'll never, ever, ever do it again. You invest in an artist. I'm serious. You invest in an artist, but no matter what you say, no matter how you try to motivate them, no matter how much you repeat yourself and say, you need to get out, you need to get out, you need to get out. I can only do so much for you. Your marketing is on point. It's beyond on point, you know. I got this. Go focus on getting on the street. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just couldn't do it. It was a waste of money. But anyways,
whoever that is sounds like a real idiot, because, you know, I mean, if I had gotten, you know what I'm saying, opportunity like that, I'd be out in the streets every day, whether if I had to work a job or not, you know what I'm saying? But some people just won't, you know, take advantage of those opportunities, and, you know, their careers go nowhere. So, you know.
Exactly. You know. That was probably the best opportunity that this artist had, and that's when I had Stacks. And, you know, I even started the whole label, and I ended up having to shut it down because that was my first artist. And let me tell you something, very talented and a great voice, and it's very much a shame. He was too focused on his family. You know, so he went to work, came home, and then he was too busy with family. So if that's the case, then you shouldn't even, you know, if you weren't ready to start your career, then, family comes first, so you shouldn't have even done it, you know?
You know something? I know exactly what you mean, because, like, I've kind of invested, like, a smaller scale, but, like, say I'm trying to, like there's been times I wanted to do, like, a video, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna go to
production. Going to production with the video.
Pre-production. Yeah, that's fine.
Pre-production. That's when they. The script. Yeah, the script.
Right. So then I brought the artist. I was like, yo, we're gonna go do this, and they're like, oh well, I can't. I'm tired. I'm like, what you mean you're tired? I invested in the making the record. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, you said you had ideas that you wanted to bring to the table. Like, you know, this is the life you chose. There's no word. I'm tired. that don't register
bad.
In my head. Like,
no, it was a waste. Got a really awesome, his first single. It was smacking. Did a hot video for it. had an awesome photo shoot. That stuff's expensive. That's a half a grand right there. And it just all went to waste. Not like I will never, ever. Because here it is. I'm out there tweeting and marketing and everything. Look over at the timeline, and he's tweeting. And I'm like, what are you doing? DJ.
Wow.
DJ. Yeah, I'm over here scheduling interviews, hitting up the DJs, because I've been doing this for a decade. And I'm like, you know what? And I would just try to keep telling them nicely, you know, what are you doing? You need to get out. You need to get out. You need to get out. But it was like talking to a wall. And then he was very temperamental, start flipping out on me. And then I just got to the point I was like, you know what? Peace out.
It's like you're trying to help. It's like you're trying to help him out. Huh? He's flipping out on you.
Yeah,
that don't even make sense.
At the beginning, it was appreciative, but then he kept pushing to see how far he could go. And being that
people get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like they think that you know okay, I got this person in pocket. I'll do what I want, and that's not the way it works. Like if you're putting out all that effort, you know what I'm saying, trying to help him out and market him, mm-hmm. like he should be trying mm-hmm. to do 10 times more. You know what I'm saying? Like he should be pushing 10 times harder than you.
And I was getting ready to do all the print discs. I was getting ready, and I just kept holding back. I kept holding back because I would keep talking about marketing. And at the very beginning that I did the contract, it went just about a full year, like 2 months short. And it was like, the one deal was you need to get a booking agent. That's on you. You need to do that ASAP. That never happened. Kept saying it. And I ended up holding off because I was going to print out a bunch of CDs to go out on the street with, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, I'm not chopping that bread. I'm not doing it no more. I don't want to run out of time because I only got like about another 12 minutes, and I want to have time. We could definitely on the flip side, we'll chop it up. But anyway, let's go ahead and let's get to a couple of these other questions. So you're gaining notoriety. Now, you released a new single. That's titled, is it pronounced Anne? So Anne Frank?
Yeah, Anne Frank.
Okay, Anne Frank. What inspired this track's title, and what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling on this track?
Well, now I'm not saying that there's a small group of international Zionist cabal bankers whose sole purpose is to bring about the Anglo-American Empire. While, you know what I'm saying, bringing the world to a RFID chip grid. But I'm saying that the evidence is there, and everything that I'm kicking in that song, you can Google yourself. Like, I'm not kicking anything new. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that, you know, people, especially the masses, they're too preoccupied with turning up and you know, sex, money, drugs, you know, the regular stuff
all the partying and everything. Yeah, instead of getting their business, if you don't have your business side right, your mind right, you know, you're just waiting for someone to knock on your door. That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, like I make party records too and everything, but like this is the first single I've dropped since because I was in a little of a bad spot a couple of months ago, but, you know, through the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, I was able to, you know, get back on my feet. And I really want to give the people something, you know, with sustenance, you know, you know what I'm saying? So I need to hit them in the head with this record, you know?
Absolutely.
Substance. But I ain't going to sell the record, though, because I know that I'll get sued.
Yeah, don't sell the record. So let us know, where can we get your music? You know, give us your information, your contact, your social media, and booking, all that great stuff.
Well, I had a website before, but I'm going through like some rebranding because I wanted to promote something more positive. So but for now, you know, you can get my music on SoundCloud.com. Just search Spartaland Zeddy. On Twitter, it's Sparta_Lanzetti, Facebook, Sparta Lanzetti. And you can email me for collabs. I'm open to, you know, collab with most anybody, SpartaLanzetti@gmail.com. And, you know, that's how we do it.
Also, I don't know if you said it, but there's an underscore between Sparta and Lanzetti, correct? I don't know. Maybe you did say it.
I think I did say underscore. If I didn't,
okay,
I apologize.
Well, no, that's okay. I didn't hear it, so just in case, it's out there now.
Okay.
All right. So what's next for you? What do you got going on? What's next for Sparta?
Well, for right now, I just got to finish the Gold Mass 2 mixtape. I want to try and drop that end of this year. And then I'm going to start hitting up, you know, some shows and getting my website up so people can know about the shows and new music and stuff. Getting ready to shoot the visuals for Anne Frank. And
nice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go into, you know, really pushing this tape.
All right, that's what's up, and that's what you need to be doing. You know, you're working on getting the business side right. You know, you're working on your website, getting all that together, and that's great. And that'll be a accomplishment all in itself. Because believe me, you, especially when you don't know what the other person is doing, especially if they're on your team, you know, there's a lot to it. And I was at least blessed. Obviously, I knew how to program. I know how to design. I know how to do all that stuff. So it was a blessing, you know. I actually had a hot logo, and that's just a shame. So, but anyways, you know, get your business right, get a website on point, get your music out there, and it sounds like you're doing the right thing, especially because not just because of the branding, but you know, some of these artists, they want to sell their music right away versus, you know, get your music out there, you know, get your
right,
music out
right,
there,
right,
you know,
right. You
got
to,
so
you can't, like, you can't make any money if nobody knows who you are yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, obviously we're able to chop it up. I usually don't shoot the breeze, but we're able to chop it up because we're both originally from New York. We can talk about anything.
you already know.
So, but anyways, it's definitely been a pleasure to chop it up with you, and I'm sure we're going to hear more from you. And make sure we give us a heads up, too, when that video comes out so we can check it out. And, So before you leave us, though, why don't you go ahead and take us into this track?
All right. You know what it is. It's your boy, Sparta Lanzetti, getting into my first single of Goat Mass 2, Anne Frank. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go check that out.
That's what's up. All right. I'll catch you on the flip side, Sparta.
And shout out to BWD Radio. Miss V, thank you. Thank you for everything. I'll check you guys later.
All right. Peace out.
Global terrorism. Global terrorism. Global terrorism. Global terrorism. 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 Evil terrorists. 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 Terrorists.
Blind sheep in the fields of America, the future's not a present. Am I scaring you? Wake up before your freedoms get taken from you. You'll be in a concentration camp like Anne Frank.
How?
A slave like Anne Frank. Living like Anne Frank.
What you mean?
No rights like Anne Frank.
See the camp.
Death camp, Anne Frank. This is Ginga music. American music, it's music, house music, push music, screw it. The key to our survival strategy is unity. So stupidly, for so many years, thought it was you versus me. Brother versus brother, mother against daughter. Making their job easy and a rebellion harder. Taking God out your life is so blind. And I don't mean Muslim, Buddhist, or Jesus Christ. Whatever your beliefs, stand against all oppression. The government got us spinning into a great depression. Don't believe everything you read or everything you see. Holographic images like Pac's resurrection.
Hail Mary.
Big brother pushing buttons, I don't trust them. Big smiles, lifeless eyes, I don't fuck with them. They want my money from my taxes, but that ain't enough. They want my trust, submission is total submission. Blind sheep in the fields of America, the future's not a present. Am I scaring you? Wake up before your freedoms get taken from you. You'll be in a concentration camp like Anne Frank.
How?
A slave like Anne Frank. Living like Anne Frank.
What you mean?
No rights like Anne Frank.
See the camp.
Death camp, Anne Frank. Mr. President, please, Mr. President, I see your strategy and makes it obviously evident that you wanted to disarm us. I got the evidence. You want us to submit with our hands and feet in cement sediment. First all assault rifles, then our semi-automatics.
Nah, nuggin', I won't have it. You can pry my gun from my cold dead hands, nuggin'. Your words to me is a jail sandwich, baloney huggin'. It's funny how these mass shootings came out of thin air. Then they proposed to ban guns and lobbyists said,
yeah.
Keep us controlled with alcohol and intoxicants now. I ain't saying drugs are the devil. Just keep everything in moderation, always nourish your mental.
Come on.
One's knowledge is only strong as the beholder. They spread for chemtrails, the coke lines in the sky. They let us drink the fluoride out the tainted tap water supply.
Over the last 2 years, journalists and activists have been fighting a specific provision in the annual National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, through a lawsuit called Hedges v. Obama. It's called Section 1021B, otherwise known as the Indefinite Detention Clause, which gives the U.S. military the right to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens anywhere in the world, including right here in America.
Yo, blind sheep in the fields of America, the future's not a present. Am I scaring you? Wake up before your freedoms get taken from you. You'll be in a concentration camp like Anne Frank.
How?
A slave like Anne Frank. Living like Anne Frank.
What you mean?
No rights like Anne Frank.
Be the camp.
Death camp, Anne Frank.
All right, that's a dope little record. Nice, dope little record. That's funny. Usually I stick to the questions, but, you know, sometimes you start to get a little flow going, you know, so that's pretty funny. But anyways, it's all good. So be sure to give him a follow, Sparda, S-P-A-R-D-A underscore Lanzetti, or Lanzetti, L-A-N-Z, like in Ziti, E-T-T-I. Just remember, all right, our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Never, never, never any commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. We're all about, especially me, Ms. B, definitely, diehard, diversity, 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 unity in the indie artists of today. Consider, support, and play all genres of music worldwide. That's right. Just the clean stuff, though. Just the clean stuff. So be sure to give us a follow at BWD Radio underscore on Twitter, BWD Promotions. That's me directly on Twitter. Also BWD Magazine as well as .com. All right, that's our sister site. So be sure to check that out. We just dropped our issue for October. Our issues come out monthly on the 5th. Be sure to check that out. And be sure to tune in same day, Thursday, same BWD day, same BWD time with me, Ms. V. All right, I'm going to bounce on out of here, all right? And, before I forget, also, it usually takes like 1 to 2 days, but approximately 1 to 2 days, there'll be posted on the artist pages. There's the on-demand, so you'll be able to play them back at any time. All right, I think I got it all out there, so I'm going to bounce on out of here. I'll catch you on the flip side. Ms. V out.